Hello and welcome to Strangecast episode 37.
Buses and birthdays.
That is right. And we have one young person with us today. Who's that?
Alice.
She's back. Yay.
It's half term, so she's joining us.
Yeah.
Not half term for long, though, is it?
No, sadly.
Nearly finished. What day do you go back?
Monday, I think.
Today's Friday.
Yeah.
Well, a few more days.
But then that's the last holiday before the summer holidays. So then we're on the countdown, aren't we?
Seven weeks.
7 weeks.
That's all right.
Yeah. Last one.
And then it's fun.
Yeah.
In the sun.
Exactly.
So, how's your week?
It's been a bit of a rubbish week, really, because weather-wise, we had plans on Tuesday to go to the zoo, didn't we? We made plans. We booked my dad to babysit the dog.
And it said it was going to rain, and we didn't think it was going to, like, pour.
We thought it would just be, it's just been kind of very damp and drizzly. So we thought, oh, that'll be fine. We'll just go. It'll be fine. Yeah. And actually, on the way over to drop off Penny, it poured down with rain.
And it rained the entire day.
Yeah, so we had to cancel because it just was too rainy even for us. Yeah. So we haven't really been able to do
much of.
Yeah, it's not been the greatest weather, but then it's been really warm as well.
Yeah, true.
So apart from that, I mean, the kids have seen their friends a few times, so that's been nice. But
yeah, Alice, tell us about your week.
It was good, I think. I've been waking up way earlier than usual. I woke up at like 7 yesterday.
Wow.
Even on school holiday.
Yeah, you thought that was really weird. You were like,
I did think it was weird.
So early.
I nearly fainted with surprise. Oh, quite something.
Yeah.
You've been doing lots of revision, haven't you, for your tests when you go back?
Yeah.
You've been really good about that.
Yeah. Jake doesn't do that.
The big book of questions.
Jake doesn't do that.
He's like, I don't need a new revision.
I know.
And he's like, okay, maybe I should actually start revising.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good on you, girl.
Definitely. You saw your friends yesterday and you've come on dog walks with me.
Yeah.
Things like that.
It's been a busy bee.
Yeah. What about you?
I worked on some music for somebody and I enjoyed it a lot. And that's kind of been my whole week. I haven't done much. Not much of anything. It's been quite a quiet week. Not a lot has happened for me anyway.
Except for today.
Yes. Can we address the elephant in the room? Please.
I am... So I am life, the universe and everything years old. If you know your references, then you'll know what that means. And if you don't, you can ask. Or you can look it up. So that is my age today.
Your birthday.
It is.
Are you not going to tell them how old he is?
I did, in a roundabout way.
Oh, okay.
It's a literary
he's
reference.
He's making people work
That's
for
funny.
It. That's what it is. Yeah.
You can look it up, Talis, because you clearly don't know either.
Well, she hasn't seen it or read it.
She won't. I mean, you won't
I don't know the reference, but I don't know his age anyway.
You're not expected to know.
That is true. Yeah.
But it is indeed my birthday this Friday. And I woke up in a really good mood, which is nice. I mean, some people worry about getting older, but I've been calling myself this age for months for some reason. I don't even know why.
Bless you.
Dog is sneezing like a mad thing. Quite funny.
It's like, it's a good age. Most of my friends' parents are way older than you.
Yeah.
Like, way older.
Yeah, Jake says that
in, like,
as well.
In, like, their 50s. Like, that's quite so young, crazy.
I think if you'd got to this age and we hadn't started having kids or we had younger kids, maybe it would be different, but...
Yeah.
We've already sort of done the established family.
Ah, that reminds me, speaking of parents, of course, we did see my friend Ed came over for dinner.
Yep.
And he is a parent of a young child, but he's my age nearly.
Mm-hmm.
So very different kind of paradigm.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
So go on then. Last week's quiz question, which I don't remember in the slightest.
So, last week's quiz question. What is the fourth letter of the Greek alphabet?
Delta.
Correct. Delta. Alice, do you want to just let her in the garden for me? Sorry, the dog is...
growling. She doesn't do that when we are here on our own, but she knows she can take advantage because Alice is in the room too.
I'll just leave it a bit.
Okay. So I think she just wants to go and sit outside, to be honest.
And Alice is on a wireless mic, so she can roam free.
She can.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
Yeah.
Okay, so the question for this week.
Yes.
What is the name of the first cloned animal?
Ooh, I know that one. Yay.
Wait, is that enough? Like, is it just a normal animal?
Well, I can't tell you.
I don't know. I don't know.
Well, something else to
look up. You'll have to look it up.
Yeah, but like, I mean, is it just a normal animal? Or is it like an actual different thing? Is it like a dog or a cat? Or is it just...
What else would it be? What's a not normal animal?
Like, it has an actual name. It doesn't...
Yeah. It's they cloned a real live animal.
Well, the door didn't want to be open.
No, apparently not. It has cloned a real live animal because they were testing to see about cloning and how it would work and stuff.
Well, like, I'd know what it is.
You'll have to look it up.
Well, it was a long time before you were born.
Yeah.
I remember being quite surprised that it actually happened at all. But yeah, they did.
Yeah.
They did it.
They did.
So.
So we thought we would talk about birthdays.
And buses.
And buses. But let's start with birthdays because, you know, it is yours. So birthday memories.
So I know that my mum did me a very big fifth birthday because she told me. Aww. I don't remember it now, but she did. And I know that lots of people came around to the house and there was lots of music played. And I know that by the time I went to bed, all the people in the house were playing dominoes. Because anytime kids went to bed, dominoes. And you just kind of hear the blap, blap of dominoes being smacked down on the table super hard. That's funny. It would make me jump every time. Oh. This happened for years. It's a whole kind of thing that older black men and dominoes seems to be a trait.
Yeah.
On my sixth birthday, I believe I was in Ireland. I think I mentioned this before, either County Clare or County Cork. And I don't know why I can't remember which it is.
Yeah, I think you spoke about that last week.
Yeah, and I was ill on the sofa and they had a whole band and everything. So that was one of them. For my 10th birthday, I stayed with my nan the night before and I came home and it was so quiet. Aww. And I thought that everybody was sleeping. My mum was still in bed because, you know, if I'd gone away for the weekend, she could spend more time relaxing and lying in. So we got back, I don't know what time, maybe 11 or 12. And I just thought, okay, Nan will leave. But nope, I walk into the living room and it's really quiet like this. And then everybody jumps out. Happy birthday.
Oh my gosh, it's like
loads of family there. It was an amazing surprise. Yeah, it was great fun. So I remember that distinctively. There was the birthday when I got my amp.
Yeah.
When we were together.
Well, the earliest one was the first birthday that we were together, your 25th.
You got introduced to the family?
Yeah.
It was a bit like a sort of girlfriend housewarming.
Probably. I can't really remember. But there was a lot of people in our tiny little flat.
Yeah.
But that was...
There were a lot, weren't there?
There were a lot. Yeah, then you got your amp.
A few years after
years that. Years
later. Which Jake I've still got.
Not quite two.
Yeah.
I think. Yeah.
Love that thing.
Hmm. And what about your 30th? Do you remember that?
Flew a plane.
Yeah.
A Piper Archer four-seater.
We went up in the air.
Yeah, there's a video of that.
That's very cool.
I was like...
You were a baby.
I was a baby. Yeah.
You'd have been one or something.
I think me and Jake and Grandma, I thought...
Yeah, you stayed down on the ground with... Yeah. Obviously.
I did not go in that plane.
No, they did not allow babies and small children. But yeah, Grandma came and looked after the two of you.
Jake remembers this too, apparently.
Yeah, I think he remembers Grandma pointing it out to him, being like, look, there's the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was a good one.
It was.
Also, on another birthday, but I can't remember which one, maybe a few years later, you went on the boat. What was it called? The Rocket?
The Thames Rocket.
Yeah.
That was with Dwayne.
With Dwayne, yeah.
That was very fun.
That was
a rocket.
You would have been watching from the bridge.
It was a boat and we watched it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. We were up there and we waved at them. Yeah.
And then we went for pizza afterwards, I think. I feel like we all did that.
Yeah, I think so. Those are the main ones of your birthday that stand out to me.
Yeah, so then I started thinking about all the people that share my birthday. And I found two people on Mastodon this morning that share my birthday, and also the mother of a girl I went to school with, along with one of the house parents that looked after me as a kid when I was in boarding school. So those are the people I can remember. So then the question becomes, for those of you listening out there in the wide world, who shares your birthday that you know of?
Yeah, how many people do you know that share your birthday?
So what about yours? We know a few, don't we?
Well, you've got some friends.
Yep, Steve and John. My birthday.
And the daughter of the mum who
shares my birthday,
which is really confusing. So
that's so weird.
Yeah. So life I share the birthday with the daughter,
you
and
share a birthday with Michael Jackson.
Michael Jackson is the only famous person off the top of my head that I know that had my birthday.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's but it. What about your dad, my mum?
No. Yeah. So
that's a fun one.
Your mum, my dad,
and
your
my granddad,
and my mum's one of my mum's closest friends all share the same birthday in July.
That's a really crazy one.
It's really funny.
That's creepy.
My best friend at primary school had the same, or has, because she's still there, has the same birthday as my sister.
Oh, right. Interesting.
That's quite cool.
The sixth.
I always get that wrong.
Yeah.
Because I think fireworks and then I just...
You're the fifth.
I'm the fifth, but I don't know anyone who has my birthday.
No, I don't know anybody.
You'll find some as you grow older, because it's just weird. People just sort of turn up.
Yeah.
And there's obviously only so many days you can have.
And then my nan is the day after Jake. Not the same day as, but the day after Jake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And actually, Alice, I think Moses is the day before you.
Oh.
So, yeah. Close, but not the same.
Yeah.
So that's all birthdays. We'll be revisiting this topic in August, and you can tell us about your favourites.
Oh, I better start thinking now.
You have.
Writing things down.
Well, that's the way, isn't it?
Yeah.
But what about buses? What's buses got to do with anything?
Well, I've been taking a lot of... Well, I do take a lot of buses, and quite often I come home and tell you about the... silly, funny, bizarre, whatever stories on the bus, and you thought it would be fun to share some of them.
Yeah, otherwise the episode would be like mega short.
Yeah. So this week, the buses that I have had, one particular bus was an incredibly busy bus. I think it was last Sunday, actually, because I remember it was the buses run a lot less frequently on a Sunday. And it was a single-decker bus and incredibly busy, absolutely packed, rammed this bus was, with multiple buggies. There was a lady in a wheelchair. It was all just a bit crazy on this bus. And the bus driver just kept letting more and more people on. And for people that don't know London buses, they have, for the bells where you press, you know, to indicate you want to get off at the next stop, they have one particular one for wheelchair users so that the bus driver knows that at the next stop, the wheelchair user wants to get off, and so they put the ramp out. And because of where the this particular bell is, it's in a really awkward place that I've seen it so many times on other buses. Passengers lean against it, and it dings. And usually the bus drivers know, because there's nobody on with a wheelchair, but this particular day there was. So this happens three times where, because it's so busy, a mum who's trying to stand near her buggy keeps leaning against it and not realizing, because it doesn't differentiate the ding sound. So she's leaning on it. It comes up. The bus driver stops, puts out the ramp. Nothing happens. So the people on the bus and the wheelchair user have to say, no, 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 it's not my stop. I'm not getting off. So he puts it back in. After the third time of this happening, where he has repeatedly put it out and then had to put it back in again, he got really angry and he flung open the door to the cab part where they sit, stormed around to the main doors of the bus where people, you know, get on and off, and started to shout at the lady in the wheelchair, are you getting off or not? And she was like, it's not me, I'm not pressing the button. And Alice, can you just make sure that's not, thank you, sorry. And he said, this is the third time this has happened. do you know where you need to get off? And she's like, don't shout at me. It's not my fault. I'm not even near the button. I can't do it. But he was so angry about the whole thing.
So unnecessary as well.
So unnecessary. I think he was having a bad day. But it was just so over the top. And she kept saying...
That's a you problem, right?
Exactly.
Bus driver, behave yourself.
Yeah. He was just so angry with this woman. He was like, where are you getting off? Do you know where you're getting off? So she said, you know, I think she was going to the end stop, so there wouldn't be any need for the ramp up until then. So he storms back round, gets into his cab, slams the door, and then we drive off. But, oh, he was absolutely livid about the whole thing. A couple of days later, I then have a different bus with a lady bus driver who I've seen multiple times because I get that bus quite regularly. And she's not the friendliest of bus drivers, but, you know, it's fine. She's busy. She's doing her job, whatever. And we were driving and you could tell she wasn't having a great time. She wasn't having the best of days because when people were, I don't know, driving too close, getting in her way, there was lots of arms up in the air and shouting out the window at people and stuff. And we then got to a stop where quite often they switch bus drivers and things. And I think there'd been an issue with this bus because it wasn't allowing you to tap in and out, like tap your card when you get on the bus. And there was a repair guy there to collect the bus and I guess switch us all over to a different bus. And she was so angry about it, just really, really cross about the whole thing, why we had to switch. And I couldn't really understand why, because she kept talking in a different language, whatever language she spoke. But you could tell she was absolutely furious about it. And she was, I don't know, under her breath, shouting and, you know, being cross. So we all get on the other bus, which then she gets on. We sat there for like 5 minutes waiting for her because she's stomping around and chucking her stuff into the cab and getting really annoyed. And then the guy had driven the other bus in front. She then shouts after him, you have to come back and tell me how to start this bus.
Oh my God.
So then he came back, did something, showed her, and she was like, is that it? And he was like, yeah, you just do that. And she's like, argh. Gets into the bus, stomps around a few more times.
Oh my God.
And then we drove off, but she was crazy. I actually saw her again this morning, both going and coming back from my destination. And she didn't seem quite as angry today.
Maybe she just was hungry.
Maybe it was the morning, so you
big
know,
time
maybe
hangry bus drivers.
She could have been hangry.
Just an average day in the London morning.
Yeah. But, I mean, you do get some...
I can't believe that all happened to you in a week.
What? Oh, there's probably so many more things and I just don't...
Yeah.
Don't even... I mean, not funny stories, but there was the time when I was on the bus really early in the morning and because it was in the winter, it was still really dark. And this absolutely crazy woman got on with like a bamboo stick, like a thin bamboo cane, and like whacked this guy with it, started attacking him. And then because I'd moved to the front of the bus because she came and sat at the back and I thought, I don't want to be sat in front of this woman. She's crazy. She then got off the bus, came back on before the bus driver closed the doors and whipped me with the cane as well before getting off and then trying to set fire to the bus.
What?
That was
what?
Interesting. When? She had a lighter and she was stood outside. Why he hadn't immediately...
Did they not call the police?
I don't know whether he called the police or not. I'm not sure. He just drove off. Because, yeah, well, the other guy had been a lot more attacked than I had. She just whipped me on the leg with it. But, yeah, she was stood outside the front doors and she, like, flicked the lighter and went forward as if to try and set fire to the bus. And then he quickly shut the doors.
Takes a bit more than that, thankfully.
I
actually sprinted off that bus.
Well, no, because if I got off the bus, she was off the bus. So then I would have been out on the street.
And then she got back on the bus.
I know. But then he did shut the door and it was okay. But it was quite scary at the time.
How old was he?
When was that? Like last year or the year before. That long ago. There was the time you and I had on the bus. Do you remember there was that horrible, horrible man?
Yeah.
And I had to... demand that the bus driver let us off before our stop, because he was so aggressive and he was spitting on people and he was being racially abusive to these ladies. And I was trying to say to the bus driver that he needed to do something about it, and he wasn't. And I was like, well, you have to let me off the bus right now. And he was like, oh, the stop is just there, because we were waiting at the traffic lights. And I said, I don't care. That man is terrifying my daughter, because Alice was crying, because it was really scary, the language, this man. And oh, it was just absolutely horrific.
I nearly lit into someone on the train for doing the same thing. Jake and I were coming back from Huddersfield one day, and there was a man on the phone cussing up a storm. And so he said something about, and I want my cat back, or something. And then he hung up, oh, and he's like, very sorry about that. It's a whole thing. And he apologised, because I nearly lit him a new face.
Wow.
But Jake and I just got off and thought it was funny in the end.
Yeah.
If it, the cat thing made it less.
Yeah. Yes. I want my cat back.
We talked about that.
That's like a Judge Judy episode.
Yeah, it was kind of like that.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, guy, you're swearing in front of a minor on a packed train.
Yeah.
Control yourself.
I just don't like that. I don't like... I mean, it's rude to be on the phone really loud on public transport anyway.
There was this like family and they were literally shouting and they were just letting their kid run around and shout and scream. And that's then so they rude. Like put their kid back in the buggy and they left. It was so loud. Mm. And they just like talk like no one else is there.
Yeah.
I have a problem with people that behave like this.
There was like people literally working on their computers and like it was like really quiet.
Mm.
Like that's just embarrassing.
Yeah.
Control yourself.
It's just having awareness of people around you, isn't it?
Which a lot of people don't have.
No, they really don't.
It's very irritating.
Yeah.
Tell us your public transport tales.
I'm sure there'll be many.
In the comments. This one, yeah. Because I think pretty much everybody has at least one story about that.
Yeah, or at least one that jumps into the forefront of your mind. There's probably hundreds out there because...
Well, this is it. And the thing is, I know a lot of people in the States, for example, use this thing called paratransit for disabled people. And of course, then you get some really unusual stories from going to work on these things or going to school, you know. There was less scary, but more weird. When I was a kid, I used to go to school on the school bus. And for some reason, there was an issue between the horn, the beeper, and the bus. So every time the steering wheel was turned in a particular direction, it would beep. So it just basically spent the entire bus journey beeping every now and then as you go down the road.
Oh, that's like the dinging bus.
Like your dinging bus, yes.
When I was on a bus a long time ago, I think last year or something, and the bell kept dinging, so the bus driver kept stopping at each stop and nobody got off. And after a few times of this, he got really annoyed and it just kept, it wasn't just one ding, it was ding, ding, ding. And it was going on and on. And eventually he pulled over and got out of the cab, came and spoke. And he was like, who keeps pressing the bell? Who keeps doing it and not getting off? You only need to press it once when you need to get off. He was so cross about it. And we all looked at each other.
It was fine that you said about five people on the bus.
Yeah, there was only a few of us and I was at the back of the bus. So because I kind of realized that, you know, somebody was obviously doing this. I'd been looking. Nobody had pressed it. There was obviously a connection error, but he didn't know this. So he was shouting at everybody to stop pressing the bell. And as he got in, because he said, I don't want to hear that bell again unless anyone's getting off. As he got in and shut the door, it went ding. And it was literally the funniest thing ever. I think eventually he then started to realize that it was a fault.
Yeah.
But
did anybody laugh?
I don't, probably. I certainly did. Because, you know, it's those moments where people are really angry and serious.
Yep.
And then something like that happens and you're just like, oh my God.
I wanted to have the last word.
Yeah, the buzzer wanted to have the last word, it definitely. Did.
Speaking of last words, have you got any strange news for us this week?
I do. I have a story about a ship crashing into a man's garden.
How?
So this is in Norway. And Johan Helberg had been sound asleep when a 135-meter long container ship ran aground on Thursday. This just happened. And now I'm going to try and pronounce where this is, but we'll see. In the Trondheimsfjord off Beinset in Trondheim. That's how I think you say it.
Yeah, so I've heard of Trondheim.
I apologize.
I've heard of Trondheim before.
It was a cargo ship that crashed into the man's front garden in Norway, just missing his home where he was sleeping by a few meters. He didn't hear any of this, and it wasn't until the next morning when one of his neighbors saw what happened, ran to his door to wake him up or like to check that he was okay because it was so close to his house. And he was in his bed thinking, oh, it's too early, I'm not going to answer my door. But they kept ringing and ringing because they wanted to make sure he was okay. And then he came out to find that this ship was just...
in the garden.
Basically in his garden.
Do you want an Amazon delivery, like a warehouse?
Yeah, I mean, it's just bizarre. And at the moment, they haven't said what exactly has happened. The local police force were launching an investigation. And they did say that there was no suspicion of drugs or alcohol or anything dodgy. But I mean, something has to be a bit strange that you wake up and there's a cargo ship right there. It's not like he's near a port or a dock or anything.
How do you do that?
I don't know. So we'll see.
That's pretty
wild.
See
if they then release what actually happened.
Okay.
Well, there you go.
Good one. Well, we have a question for you all for next week. Comments, please. Since this is your topic next week, would you like to tell them what we would like to hear from them about, apart from the buses?
Yeah, well, we have put out on Mastodon like a little call for strange animal stories, encounters, anything like that. I've got a few of our own to share, so I thought that would be fun. Crazy stories. So, you know, if anything's happened to you, scary, strange, out of the ordinary, anything like that would be really cool, and we will read them out next week.
Yes. We'll just tell you, kind of a slight spoiler, about things that fall out of places they shouldn't.
Yeah.
In your house, right? Just to clarify, in your house.
An invasion.
Yes.
You get invaded by things.
And it's quite an odd story next week, so come back for that if you're interested.
I would. It's quite funny.
And the thing is, it happened to us too earlier on. Well, that's me and my mum, that is, years ago. A very similar thing, just a slightly different animal.
Yeah.
Totally weird. But yours was, we'll see. So there we go. That's us for this week. We shall see you next week with animal encounters of the strange kind, or whatever we end up calling it.
I like that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Right. So we have our title, which I didn't even plan for.
Yeah, well done.
Good going. Animal encounters of the strange kind.
That's good.
Thank
good
you.
Good one, isn't it?
Right.
Now we have to go do birthday things.
Yes. Or should I call it animal encounters of the strange kind? Shouldn't I just?
Ooh, yeah. There you go.
I think that kind of has to happen, doesn't it? Otherwise it doesn't seem right, given our name. Okay. So saying, so being. Well, thanks for joining us. And Alice, thanks for being with us as well. We won't be with you next week, unfortunately, but you'll be with us in spirit. New listeners, welcome. Old listeners, welcome back. Thank you for listening, and
bye.
Bye.
So as always,
bye.
Bye-bye.
I thought you were going to say, because sometimes you say, like, thank you for listening, thank you for coming back, or whatever. So I thought you were going to say that.
Yeah, actually, I was out of it.
Okay. You confused me.
Okay, you get it all over again then.